No other shampoo leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage. Only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner.
Hello, Dreen Show, Rudy Valley speaking.
Greetings, Rudy, mine host. This is your esteemed house guest, Marty Woolley, calling. I regret to announce that I have an unwelcome communique to report, my lad. While attempting to light the gas heater against the wall of your living room, there was a deafening explosion which blew me right up through the chimney.
Well, that can't be possible. There is no chimney in the living room.
There is one now.
Well, chimney crickets. That is indeed a tragedy. Where are you now, Mr. Woolley?
Rudy, do you remember the swallows that fly back to Capistrano?
Yes.
Well, I am their new flight leader.
Ridiculous. Utterly utter. You couldn't possibly be flying with the swallows.
Silly boy. See?
Mr. Woolley, you come down at once and I'll meet you at the house. Say, just a moment. If you're flying way up there, where did you get the telephone to call me?
A plausible question, Rudy. St. Peter. Let me use the one he's just had installed.
St. Peter has a telephone.
Yes, you have to be St. Peter to get harder to get one.
Gosh, goodness gracious, not to mention gee whiz, my house must be a shambles. Oh, Holly, Holly.
Yes, Rudy.
Will you stay here until our guest singer Anita O'Day arrives? Then have her come out to my house with Frank Duvall and the orchestra. We'll go through our numbers there.
Too bad the Andrews sisters couldn't make it this week.
Yes, however, they will be with us in a couple of weeks.
Rudy, do you mind running through your number now? I've got to go for my weekly visit to my dentist.
Weekly visit to your dentist? Are you having your teeth fixed?
No, I'm reading a continued story in Liberty.
All right, I'll sing my first number now. You know, I'd imagine with the money I pay you every week for producing this show, you could buy a copy of Liberty.
Yeah, just about.
Lovely hum be coming from my heart. You appear, and I hear some sublime song that I'm incapable of. Dear, let me hold you near while we treasure every measure, so the time can never change that strange new music of love.
Well, here we are at my house, fellows.
Well, so long, Rudy. Me, Angus, and Sandy will pick you up tomorrow as usual.
Aye, and remember, tomorrow's my turn to be driver of our Share the Bicycle Club.
Aye. Well, let's get going, fellas. It's going to be much easier to see the road with only two of you on the handlebars.
Car entrée, mon ami. I have just been absorbed in the rather arduous task of taking inventory of the damages caused by the ill-fated blast.
Inventory? Was there much damage?
Well, my lad, as Theocritus so succinctly put it in Greek, kahone kalan bambunte patis manese melissae. English translation. Shall I tell him?
Oh, fine.
Here is a list of the damaged articles. That bust of Lincoln on the piano. That bust of Washington on the piano.
What about the piano?
That bust, too.
Oh, my poor, poor piano.
Now, please don't interrupt, Rudy. It's very annoying. To continue, the blast also damaged your Parker 52 fountain pen.
You mean my Parker 51 fountain pen?
Rudy, I am referring to the number of pieces it is in now.
Oh, I get the point.
Yes, but that's all about all you will get. Now, let me concentrate. What else was damaged? Oh, yes. Your grandfather's clock. Your grandfather.
My grandfather was hurt?
Slightly. His teeth were knocked out.
What?
The blast tipped over the glass they were in.
That's just too bad.
Oh. Where is Grandpa now?
I believe he is in the frigid air reading.
In the frigid air reading?
Yes, that's the only place in the house that still has any light.
Well, I do hope that that's the full extent of the damage.
Silly boy. The unfortunate catastrophe has also tarnished that tired-looking rug on the floor.
What do you mean, tarnished that tired-looking rug on the floor?
Yes.
What do you mean, that tired-looking rug?
It's tired-looking, and no wonder. It hasn't had a nap in years. Now, join me in the living room, Rudy. I shall need a little assistance in making a further compilation of the damage.
Very well, I'll... Chatsworth, open the door.
Coming, boss. I was upstairs in your clothes closet, giving the cleaning man your other suit to clean.
Good. Well, wait a minute. Did you find any loose change in the pocket?
Yeah, boss, thanks very much.
Chatsworth, I wanted that suit clean, but not that way.
Well, gee, boss, I'm so broke I need the dough. I went to the Rose Bowl game New Year's and lost $20 betting on Tennessee against USC.
You have my sympathy.
Well, that ain't the worst of it. Yesterday, I went to see a newsreel at a game and lost another $20 betting on Tennessee.
You lost another $20 betting in Tennessee? How could you be that stupid?
What do you mean, stupid? Who thought USC could beat them twice?
Yes, that was difficult to anticipate. Now answer the door. I have to join Mr. Woolley in the living room. Oh, Mr. Woolley.
Right here, Rudy. Be especially cautious when you walk in here. There's a large hole in the floor.
Where? Never mind, I found it.
How careless, Rudy. You should put your foot where it belongs.
Don't tempt me. Have you unearthed any more ruined articles?
Nothing of intrinsic value, my boy. Merely the megaphone you used to employ when singing.
Nothing of value? Nothing of value? Why, that megaphone has a $500 gold mouthpiece, especially molded to fit my mouth.
Rudy, there is one thing I cannot possibly fathom. You invest $500 for a mouthpiece.
Right.
You have it wrought of pure gold.
Yes.
You have it molded to fit exactly over your mouth.
Exactly.
And then you sing through your nose.
That is not true, Mr. Woolley, and I demand an apology.
Oh, very well. Rudy, you don't sing through your nose.
No. Please. Say, Rudy, you don't sing through your nose as if you meant it.
Oh, very well. Rudy, you don't sing through your nose as if I meant it. And now I shall continue prying into the ruins of your man.
Oh, come on in, fellas. Come on in. Set up your instruments. Come on in, Anita.
Oh, thanks, Rudy. Oh, this is my Aunt Penelope.
Yes. I always chaperone Anita when she goes out. We just dropped in.
I'm so sorry. Let me help you out.
Look here, Mr. Valley. Are you having such a difficult time getting girls that you have to set traps for them?
I resent that. That's the result of an accident. And what you said about my difficulty getting girls is not true. If I may say so myself, when I go out with a girl, I'm quite liberal. I usually take her to the theater, buy her gumdrops, and we sit in the balcony and...
Gumdrops? Balcony? You should buy them chocolates and sit in the box.
But wouldn't that ruin the chocolates?
I mean that...
I'll see who's at the door. Anita, why don't you run through Her Tears Flowed Like Wine?
Okay, here's the music, fellas.
Hello, boss. I've been memorizing my lines, and I thought you might like to hear them.
Yes, Truman, but not right now.
Well, every girl listening in is going to be interested in this, because every girl, every woman is interested in romance. Wanting to be attractive is a natural desire, and lustrous, silky hair, hair that sparkles with highlights, is one of the most important features for a girl with her mind on romance. You'll find how easy it is to have glamorous, lustrous hair when you use green shampoo with hair...
Not now, Truman, not now. Anita O'Day is going to sing.
Well, women with drab, lifeless hair are going to like you for this. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Most shampoos on the market today are nothing but liquid soap, really. And soap of any kind leaves a dulling film on the hair. That's why so many smart girls are changing to green shampoo with hair conditioner. And not only that, you...
There you are, Rudy. I've just discovered another casualty of the explosion. One of your new gloves was completely obliterated. So I have just mailed the remaining glove to your uncle, the farmer in Maine.
You sent it to my uncle Gabriel, the farmer? What can he do with one glove?
Put it on the cow to keep the milk warm.
Well, that does it.
He would spend dough on the pony. He would flirt with all the girls. Buy his mother lovely roses for her dear old henna's curls. But when his wife said, "Hey now, what did you get for me?" he showed her empty pockets. Such a sweet, sweet guy was he.
And her tears flowed like wine. Yes, her tears flowed like wine.
Hey, hey!
She's the real Santa Marta. She's the busted valentine. Told her mama, consoled her, that the man is darn unkind.
He would bet them every day. One day he caught a winner, and the cabbage wasn't hay. He indulged in fancy spending, bought suits and shirts galore. Then he gave his wife a lovely new broom to use on the kitchen floor. Along the Hudson, see how fast that he could go. One day he missed a curve, so he'll not go that fast no more. His wife then draped herself in black. At last she felt right fine. But alas, alack, like a stab in the back, no insurance could she find. And her tears flowed like wine.
Excellent, Anita. I can easily understand now why you were voted the number one girl band singer in the downbeat poll.
Thanks, Rudy. Say, it's awful warm in here. How's for opening a window?
Certainly.
And besides revealing up to 33% more luster than any kind of soap, Dreen completely removes every trace of unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. And now that the new improved Dreen contains a wonderful hair conditioner, it leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing. Furthermore,
I guess it's cool enough now, Anita.
Rudy, I have just discovered another bit of devastation caused by the explosion. You remember your box of quarter cigars?
Yes, my quarter cigars? What happened to them?
They are now eighths.
That's too bad. I guess I'll have to smoke them through a cigar holder. Oh, I don't believe you've met my guest, Aunt Penelope, Monty Woolley.
Not the wonderful, famous, marvelous Monty Woolley.
You can say that again.
Not the wonderful, famous, marvelous Monty Woolley.
Thank you.
This is her charming niece, Anita O'Day.
Hiya, Monty. Give me some skin.
I should give you some skin. If you desire some skin, miss, I'd suggest you ask Edgar Bergen. He has a whole head of it.
No. Anita means shake hands with her. You see, she talks the jargon of the Palladium.
Oh, yes. The Palladium Dance Palace. An exciting, romantic spot. My brother met his wife there.
He met his wife there? Isn't that wonderful?
Hardly. He thought she was home with the children.
Mr. Woolley, you must be an Englishman.
No. On the contrary, I was born in America and my father before me.
Of course your father was born before you.
An astute observation, my shapely wench. And I use the word shapely rather loosely.
Oh, the way you go on, Mr. Woolley. You're just a little devil.
Please, Mr. Woolley is not a little devil. He never even talks to women, never makes love to them, never kisses them.
Silly boy.
Why, Mr. Woolley, don't tell me you're a wolf.
Undeniably so, my callow youth. Just listen to my wolf call. How old are you?
Well, cut off my bangs and call me the brow. Surely you should be attracted to me, Mr. Woolley. I'm one of those Hollywood pin-down girls.
You mean pin-up girls.
At my age, when I find a man, I pin him down. Oh, Mr. Woolley, I've been waiting for a man like you so long. So long.
So long.
Come back here. Let me press you closer. Closer.
Rudy, she's suffocating me. Do something.
I'll open the window. And what a wonderful combination of beauty advantages. No other shampoo leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage. Only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioner. So,
we better keep that window closed. I'm afraid of catching cold.
You're so aloof, Mr. Woolley. Isn't there anyone who can make your heart beat a little faster? Make the blood run madly through your veins?
Yes, I must confess there is one such person. Yes. For months now, I have been stealthily purchasing motion picture fan magazines and cutting pictures out of them. Anita?
Yes, Mr. Woolley?
Guess whose picture I have tacked up on every wall of my room.
Whose?
Mine.
Mr. Valley, would you mind singing something soulful and romantic to bring back memories of other days? Mr. Woolley, would you believe that once I had a figure streamlined just like a ship?
My dear woman, your figure is still streamlined just like a ship.
Do you really think so?
Rather. Except for one thing.
And what's that?
Your cargo has shifted.
I was catching a cold.
Well, I have to go now. I have an early call at the studio tomorrow.
If I may be so bold, Miss O'Day, you doubtlessly have all the attributes for stardom. I have known a plethora of glamorous motion picture satellites. Anne Sheridan, Hedy Lamarr, Lana Turner. Rudy, Lana Turner is nothing to sneeze at.
I'm sorry, I...
He really has a cold. I'd better call a doctor.
And now lie down here on the divan, you Rudy. I shall administer to your needs in the interim.
Please, Mr. Woolley, I can wait for the doctor.
No. Take your medicine. Now have another spoonful. Another spoonful. Another. Another. Now swallow the rest of it.
You want me to finish it all? Why?
Well, I want to get the nickel back on the bottle.
The bun.
Now, Rudy, now open your mouth real wide. I've got to put this long spoon down your throat.
What for? Look at my tonsils?
No, I forgot to stir the medicine.
Hey, boss! Boss! I got some medicine that'll cure you.
Good old Chatsworth, I do. I could depend on you.
Well, I found it in the kitchen. It says on the label, good for colds and hoarseness. Here, take a slug of it.
Oh, that makes me feel worse.
Chatsworth, let me see that bottle. Why, you idiot? Good for colds and hoarseness. That says good for colts and horses. How do you feel now, Rudy?
I don't feel so...
Hello, everybody. I just found out Rudy was ill.
Gee, if I could only sleep.
Oh, I'll put you to sleep, Rudy. I'll tell you a fairy story.
Thanks, Trubin.
Well, once upon a time, there was a lovely young lady named Goldilocks. And why was she called Goldilocks? Because instead of having dull, mousy blonde hair, she always kept her hair shining with a glorious luster like that of burnished gold. She did this by using green shampoo with hair conditioner, whether she washed it at home or went to a beauty shop. When asked the secret of such beautiful hair, Goldilocks said,
no other shampoo can make your hair look so lovely.
No other shampoo leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage. Only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner. Yes, Dreen brings out all the shining beauty of your hair. It actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. And now that the new improved Dreen contains a wonderful hair conditioner, it leaves hair far smoother, silkier, easier to manage right after shampooing. Well, Goldilocks was so alluring that every man who saw her raved about her glamorous shining tresses. And her advice to you would be, try Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner. See what a difference just a shampoo can make. There now, Rudy, do you feel better?
No, but I'm sure the sponsor does.
Here's the doctor, Mr. Valley.
Good evening. I'm Dr. Brown, M.D., D.D.S.
That's a heck of a way to spell Brown.
Help the doctor off with his things, his hat, his coat, his rubber gloves. Uh-huh.
I shall now examine the patient. Mr. Valley, open your mouth, stick out your tongue. Just as I thought.
What is it?
I forgot my glasses. Here they are. Now stick out your tongue again. Ooh, it's very drafty in here. Close that door.
My tongue won't reach that far.
Well, never mind. I shall listen to your heart. Now let's see, where is my stethoscope?
It's around your neck.
Oh, is that what that is? No, I thought it was my necktie. No wonder I had such a difficult time making a knot in it this morning. And I'll put my stethoscope in my ears now, and...
I'll take it. Hello? Yeah? Oh, it's for you, Doctor. Hmm? One of the patients you've been treating.
Calling me at a time like this? Man alive.
Yes, surprising, isn't it?
Very well. I shall talk to him. Hello? Don't shout! I am not shouting! You are so!
You're talking into the stethoscope, Doctor.
What?
This is the phone.
Oh, yes, of course, So it is, so it is. Hello? Who? Oh, right away. Goodbye. Well, I must be going. I have diagnosed your case, Mr. Valley. You have antithesis of the epidendrum. Are there any questions?
Yes, what is antithesis of the epidendrum?
Are there any answers? No? Well, I guess we'll never find out.
But, Doctor, I'm Rudy Valley. You heard me on the air.
Oh, yes.
Well, do you think I'll live?
Yes, but I don't advise it. Good night.
Now that the doctor's gone, I feel better already. I think I can get up now.
Oh, you shouldn't take the chance, Mr. Valley. The room is too cold.
Well, that's easily remedied. We'll simply light the gas heater.
But, Mr. Woolley.
But...
Hello?
Hello, Rudy. I did it again.
I'm a-heading for the last roundup. I'm gonna saddle old pain for the last time and ride. So long, old pal, it's time your tears were dried. I'm a-heading for the last roundup. Get along, little doggie, get along, get along, get along, little doggie, get along. Get along, little doggie, get along, get along, get along, little doggie, get along. I'm a-heading for the last roundup. To the faraway ranch of the boss in the sky, where the strays are counted and branded, there go I. I'm a-heading for the last roundup. Get along, little doggie, get along.
Now, Rudy.
Yes, Mr. Woolley?
It grieves me to report that that last blast blew away that imported wallpaper on the wall by the telephone.
That is really terrible.
Of course, silly boy. It had all my best phone numbers on it.
Strange music in my ears. Only now as you spoke did it start. Strange music of the its lovely hum be coming from my heart. You appear, and I hear song sublime, song that I'm incapable of.
Rudy Valley will present another dream show with Monty Woolley next Thursday evening at the same time from Hollywood. And here's a point to remember. Two red points, in fact, for every pound of used kitchen fat you turn into your butcher. You need the points. Your government needs the fat. Remember every mealtime, won't you? This is Truman Bradley reminding you that no other shampoo leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage. Only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioner.
Twice the wear, your clothes were up to twice as long, and all it takes is ivory flakes.
A blouse,
a house coat,
a sweater,
a slip.
Give them ivory flakes care.
That's our tip.
Wash tests show
that this is so.
Twice the wear, yes. You get up to twice the wear, your clothes were up to twice as long, and all it takes is ivory flakes. It's ivory flakes for twice the wear. You get up to twice the wear, your clothes were up to twice as long, and all it takes is ivory flakes.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.